Now let's return to the opening theme now with Dr. Jackie Mac-Harris sharing about depression. Dr. Jim Burns and Dr. Sherry Denham Keffer will be talking about parents' heartbreak and the complications of relationships. Then we're going to hear from Chris Williams as he shares about what keeps us from connection. Let's listen in.
So today I'm thinking about depression. Mm. It was a gloomy day. And so I'm not a big rain person. And so as I was trying to think, what do I want to talk about this morning? Depression is what came up for me. I've been working with several people and I'm noticing depression looks different on different people. It can look like withdrawal and isolation. It can look like a lack of interest in things that they usually enjoy. Sometimes we don't notice it, though, because the person is an introverted person in their nature and they're a quiet person. And so we don't notice that something is off. And if you have friends or family, or you yourself are feeling like you're withdrawing more, or you're thinking your friends or family are less available to you or not answering calls, check and see, ask the question, are you feeling depressed? I realize that when I talk with people, they think that I'm so direct. And what I say is, well, it's a question, and that's the question I want answered. I have a tendency to ask the question I want answered, whereas a lot of people will find other, maybe softer ways around the actual issue. But I think it's okay to be direct, and it lets a person know that you see them and that they matter and that you're concerned. It doesn't have to be judgment. And so, you know, watch your tone so that it's not judgmental, but that it's warm and that it's loving and that it says, hey, I care about you and I see something and I just want you to know I'm here. Oftentimes when people are depressed, they think no one sees them, no one cares, yes. No one notices, uh-huh. No one's going through that. And the world is challenging right now. And we are energy and we live in an energy field. And so we're all feeling what our counterparts and our colleagues and our friends and our family are going through without even knowing that they're going through things. And so I think it is important to ask people, hey, how are you doing? You look a little down today. And to ask with the intention of listening to a response. Too often we say, how are you doing? And keep walking.
Jackie, do you think it's even okay to ask, have you ever had thoughts about wanting to run away, wanting to die, or even hurt yourself?
Absolutely. And that's a tough one. People are like, oh, I would never ask that. Well, let me encourage you, please, if you think someone is going to harm themselves, if they are going to take their own life, ask them directly, have you had thoughts of harming yourself? Have you had thoughts of taking your life? Even if it shocks them that you ask the question, it opens up a conversation. And again, in those situations, people say they didn't think anybody would care. You know, no one would notice, or the world would be better without me. And the fact is, the world wouldn't be better without you. The world might be better without this pain you're suffering, but that's something we can get into a relationship, whether that's a counseling relationship or a life recovery group relationship, and start to deal with some of the pain and the deep loneliness.
We're enslaved by the things we keep secret.
Absolutely.
And God's response, his answer to that is confess to one another, pray for one another so that you may be healed. But it starts with the questions being asked and then this enough safety to answer it honestly.
What do you do when the person answers, I'm fine. How are you?
So I will say, well, that's interesting. I'm glad you're fine. You just feel a little less than that. Maybe think about it, and we'll talk about it later. And then I just keep going and just leave that there with them.
Yeah. She's good, Ryan.
Yeah, she is. She is. Man.